Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 7th. You'll be interested to know, 1,112 years ago, today in 1413, Uppsala University was inaugurated after receiving its corporate rights from Pope Sixtus IV, marking a shining milestone in human learning and scholarly progress. This momentous event in the city of Uppsala, Sweden, celebrates the founding of one of the world's oldest seats of higher education, inspiring generations of thinkers, explorers, and innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions remain clean until around noon, when they shift to fair. By the afternoon, waves build to 2 to 3+ feet and reach 3+ feet by late afternoon. Winds are onshore at about 4 to 9 miles per hour throughout the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6.5 feet, just after 9:30 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday offers clean conditions with waves at 2 to 3 feet throughout the day. Thursday sees a slight decrease, with heights dropping to 1 to 2 feet, but remaining clean in the morning. Friday brings a notable increase, with clean sets reaching 3+ feet early, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, it's cloudy, and it feels like 61 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:29, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a light west-southwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour, turning mostly clear Wednesday night with a low around 56. Thursday is mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m., then mostly cloudy Thursday night with patchy fog and a low near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, frustrated by relentless copper wire thefts and darkened streets, LA leaders are urging Governor Gavin Newsom to strengthen penalties. The proposed Assembly Bill 476 seeks to remove the incentive for thieves by enhancing regulations on the metal recycling business. If signed, the bill would expand the records needed during transactions and add materials like streetlights and electric vehicle chargers to the prohibited list. LA County District Attorney Nathan Hochman emphasized the importance of enforcement, while Councilmember Isabel Jurado highlighted the bill's focus on prevention and accountability. The urgency of this issue is evident at the 6th Street Bridge, where significant theft has occurred. Now on to sports. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Jaguars upset the Chiefs in Jacksonville, 31-28. Trevor Lawrence was 18 for 25, with 221 passing yards, one passing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns, and one interception. Patrick Mahomes was 29 for 41, with 318 passing yards, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and one interception. And in baseball news, The Dodgers defeated the Phillies 4-3 in Game 2, taking a commanding 2-0 series lead. In the National League Division Series, behind Blake Snell's 6 scoreless innings. Game 3 shifts to Dodger Stadium, where Yoshinobu Yamamoto will pitch, aiming to eliminate Philadelphia on Wednesday. Phillies manager Rob Thomson emphasized the significance of Game 2, acknowledging the stakes with his team's struggles against Snell. In local sports, tonight, the NHL skates, with the Kings at home against the Avalanche at 7:30 on ESPN. The Avalanche are favored by 1.5, with the over-under at 5.5. In top news, researchers from Purdue University are preparing to travel to the South Pacific to investigate a visual anomaly that may be the long-lost plane of famed aviator Amelia Earhart. This anomaly, known as the Turaya object, is located in a lagoon on Nikumaroro, a small island in Kiribati. Earhart disappeared on July 2, 1937, during her attempt to become the first female pilot to circumnavigate the globe. The team will conduct an inspection in November using photographs, videos, magnetometers, and sonar devices to identify the object. If confirmed, this discovery could fulfill Earhart's dream of returning her aircraft to Purdue University. In business news, Chick-fil-A just received some very good news, ranking first among 13 major competitors in drive-thru satisfaction with a 98% customer satisfaction score. Despite this, there is a paradox. Chick-fil-A has the longest drive-thru wait times, averaging 7 minutes. In comparison, Taco Bell averages just over 4 minutes. However, when accounting for traffic, Chick-fil-A's efficiency shines, clocking in at just above 2.5 minutes for a car. This suggests that customers do not mind waiting in line, as long as it keeps moving. Chick-fil-A excels in order accuracy, food quality, and friendliness. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $124,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple Watch's blood oxygen feature returns in iOS 18.6.1 and watchOS 11.6.1. This update re-enables the feature on Series 9, Series 10, and Ultra 2 watches, but with changes. Last year, Apple made the bold decision to remove the blood oxygen feature from the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 in the United States due to a patent dispute with Masimo. Now users will have access to the redesigned feature by updating their paired iPhone and Apple Watch. Results can be viewed in the respiratory section of the Health app, with older watches remaining unaffected. Entertainment news. Butch Cassidy lived long after the famous gunfight in South America. We aim to correct an old Utah myth that Butch and Sundance were killed in that gunfight. We can confidently say that Butch Cassidy made it safely home to Utah a few years after that gunfight. Local families rode with Butch and Sundance before they fled to South America in 1901. It's been said a local teenager was excited to see the new Ford Model T, driven by Butch in town. He was celebrated by the neighbors. When he died in 1937, friends and family buried him in an unmarked grave. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish playwright and critic, George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.